Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Nick Augustine, and I'm here with Dorothy DiMedio from Center Stage Marketing. And she is our guest on this Healthcare Practice Consultants podcast, brought to you by the healthcare law firm of Michael V. Fabia and Associates. Today we're talking about healthcare professional marketing and how to plan and execute an effective healthcare marketing strategy. Dorothy DiMedio is focused on helping her clients get noticed with effective marketing strategies for healthcare practices and healthcare affiliated professionals. A few of the things we'll talk about on today's program are the elements of a comprehensive marketing healthcare plan, the challenge in differentiating. Dorothy, are you there?
Hello. Yeah, I lost you there, Nick. I lost you there,
sorry.
For a second. Hello.
Hello, it's Monday morning. Make sure everything's working. Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Working
all right. Well, I'm happy to have you on the podcast. Let's talk a little bit about your background and how you got into doing public relations and marketing for healthcare professionals and others.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I look forward to chatting with you about healthcare marketing, PR, and everything else that goes along with comprehensive marketing within a healthcare space. How did I get into working in the marketing agency and specifically in the healthcare space? I've always been in sales and marketing, and sales and marketing go hand in hand together. Worked for a big corporation for about 10 years. Then decided to set up my own little shop, a boutique marketing agency, because I felt like I can offer that creative, unique boutique approach to from small to business size medical healthcare practices.
So you worked in-house.
And that's what I've been doing for about 9 years. Yes.
Okay, so you worked in-house during marketing and saw that you could take that and translate that into creativity and all sorts of different options to help folks.
Exactly.
What do you like about healthcare, particularly from a marketing angle?
From a marketing angle, I feel like there is so many channels that we could utilize when we're talking designing and creating a comprehensive marketing plan. We obviously can create a relevant content. Utilize the PR aspect, which is public relations. We can blog, we can write articles. We can really become creative to give a healthcare practitioner that exposure that they're looking for. So build their trust and really build their brand name as the expert within their space.
You know, something that I really like about doing that is that you have people who have the healthcare careers, whether we're talking doctors, nurses, or dentists, they can go in so many different directions. And one of the programs that we had on here, one of our guests talked about nurses, and we're thinking about nurse education. There are so many different degree levels within healthcare. So even if you're thinking that you're a nurse working at some hospital now that you don't need to do your own marketing, you might be surprised because as you move forward in your career, there are all sorts of different, opportunities and ways to advance yourself and make, creating your own brand as a nurse, for example. And shortly before the program started, I was just chatting a little bit about this concept of traveling nurses, which is something that's becoming such a little niche industry in itself. I've recently learned about it because my brother's doing work in recruiting and placing traveling nurses. But if you look at that right in there, you have a traveling nurse. They have their own, relationships with their recruiter, but they're their own little entity going, from here to there and everywhere else. So would they be a good candidate to focus on some of their own marketing?
Sure, and you have touched on a very important point here, your own personal brand. Because you might be, like you said, you might be working in a small practice, but eventually you might want to move out into something new. You do need to start paying attention to your own personal brand. So make sure that even now, today, you are found on Google, on social media, that you have a great professional LinkedIn profile. It is very important that you start paying attention to that personal brand. How are you showing up, not only online, but how are you showing up, you know, in your community, right?
Absolutely. You know, when we talk about the personal brand, one thing that when I got into PR and marketing, I always thought that the PR and marketing person really is the one who sort of crafts the brand for the client. It's not that way at all. It's the client and the person who their own brand, it's actually created by the people around them. So when we talk about LinkedIn, you know, a while back, everyone was endorsing everyone. Remember we got all those LinkedIn endorsements?
Yes.
And it kind of showed us what people know us for, what they remember us for, you know, and me doing work in, you know, content marketing and as search engine optimization, people see that as IT. So there's people out there who look to me and say, well, he's the computer guy who knows IT really well. And I'm thinking, that's not exactly what I do for work, but it's what people remember us by.
Right, right. You're absolutely right. And in LinkedIn, specifically, we have, you know, our work history. We have our connections on LinkedIn that will endorse us, that will know us for something. And this all built our own brand trust. So people are trusting you, right? Your connections are trusting you. It is important to recognize that, and it's important to show up, especially on LinkedIn and, you know, other social media and on Google and Google platforms, to show up in a certain way and pay attention to it. And, you know, refresh your profile once in a while. It is important to stay on top of it. Another thing, speaking to personal brand, you know, make sure you have your own personal domain. So even if you're not planning on building a website with firstandlastname.com, so for me it's dorothysmedio.com, I don't have that website up and running yet, but I have that domain purchased just in case I want to expand and actually create a new website with the name, with my first and last name on it.
Because that's where they're going to find you, and people who are looking for you are, you know, they might not remember the name of your company, but they might remember your first name. They might remember a few things about you. It might do a search for you with your name, Dorothy, marketing, PR, using keywords.
Exactly. And it's important to be found on Google. So I recommend everyone will Google their own name and see what shows up, what images show up, or what shows up in the news. Are you anywhere to be found? And let's make sure you are found somewhere and you link to the correct pages, to trustworthy platforms and pages.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting to search for yourself or search for people. And you sometimes find out that there is another, like an actor or someone else who has the same name as someone. And now what do you do when you say, you know, I'll give an example, like Bob. Well, actually, the guy's name is Richard Sutherland. He's in Wichita Falls, Texas. He's an attorney. He's my client. But there's also a Richard Sutherland who's an actor. And so when you do a Google search for this, for Richard Sutherland, you get all this stuff about IMDb and, you know, the actor's movie career. You know, now what?
Yeah. Now, and you know, that's very common, right? So you want to make sure that you do show up and you show up under those specific keywords specific to your industry, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And something that you mentioned about Google, it's so important nowadays to have Google profiles completed well, because local search is where people are going to find people nearby them first and foremost. Where we do a Google search for someone or something, and we have the Google map that pops up, and failing to really take and manage those profiles is a big missed opportunity.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, Google is the biggest search engine. Google had monopolized the market, and everybody's going to Google to research, to find you. You said it's very important to have really good, professionally done and up-to-date Google profile. Sometimes what I found with my clients, with doctors especially, if they change practices, their profile is still linked to an old practice or even the practice before then. That is not good for anyone. It's not good for your own brand, and it's not good for your current practice. So let's make sure that everyone across the board within your medical practice has those Google profiles up to date, and they're easily found. Each one of you is easily found. It is very important.
It is important, especially if I'm looking for, and I think of it this way. If you gave me the name of a dentist that I was looking for, and I did a search on Google for that dentist, and I found a Google profile for a dentist office he's no longer with, or if different doctors, you know, you could be a doctor and be affiliated with several different organizations. So it's confusing how to find who's who on there. And, you know, and confusing Google is something that we want to be really cautious about. Do you find it that a lot of your clients in healthcare space have issues with, you know, Google accounts and, you know, confusion on the web and how to clean that up?
Yes, I do, very often, and that's the first thing that we do. First of all, you know, an office typically has a website. A lot of times, the website is all stagnated, content is no longer relevant. You know, pictures are outdated, out to date. So what we recommend doing is an SEO, so search engine optimization audit, an audit on the website that will let us know how Google is ranking your website. And if you have few doctors, let's talk about, you know, your typical medical practice, couple of doctors in your office, we're going to make sure, we're going to find out if the doctor's profiles are correctly linked to your current business. So we'll get a great detailed report of how Google sees you and your practitioners. So that's first thing that I recommend doing.
I agree with you, and I do the same thing with my lawyer clients, and we do those audits. It gives us ideas, and we keep, you know, we're also looking at numbers, and we're showing that we're moving the ball forward and that we're being found on Google, and if there are any errors in the website, you know, then we'll find that because, you know, I see a lot of folks, as you likely do too, who might have had a website put together several years ago, but unless you frequently update things, you could have pages that don't work, you could have widgets that don't work, all sorts of things that you don't even know are going on in the background that are hurting us while we're focusing on all this other positive marketing and branding. But if we have a bad website that, you know, something as simple as not having an updated SSL certificate, you know, there's so much technology going on, it seems very logical that people work with, you know, a company like yours because they just, there's so much to think about. You need a one-stop shop.
Exactly. And what I find is that even if you are trying within your own practice, have somebody, you know, let's say your office administrator, maybe run your social media. Maybe somebody else will do, you know, your LinkedIn profile, post here and there. Maybe somebody will just take a look at the website and from their perspective, they see, you know, it works fine. First of all, those efforts aren't coordinated, right? So the marketing efforts aren't coordinated, are not integrated. So even if you're trying to do something, your return on investment is obviously not showing great results. And what I suggest to my clients is, you know, you are an expert in your own field. Let's say you are a dentist. Please be there for your patients. and let us, marketing experts, take care of all of your marketing headaches. And we'll lay it out what needs to be done and how we can do it and the results that we can expect.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to talk about the challenge of really differentiating yourself in the healthcare market space, but first, just because so many people hear about it, content, content, content. How important is content creation to feed the search engines? How much should they do? Because I hear people frequently, some people put out a blog a week, two blogs a week. Some people do it every day. Some people do it twice a month. So I think people get really caught up in worrying about how much content is the right amount of content.
Very good point. So marketplace is crowded, right? And within your own industry, so if you're, let's say you are a dentist, you have a small practice, there's probably another few practices right down the street. How are you going to be different? What's different about you, and how are you going to attract new patients and retain your patients? Content is very important, and as far as content goes, there's two parts. We have two audiences. We have a Google that reads and crawls your content that you put out there, your content on the website, and there is obviously your target market, right? So how much content? I suggest for the website and blogs and articles are usually first, should be first posted on your website and shared from your website. So article once a month, blog, if you can afford to blog once a week, blog once a week. But make sure the content is, first of all, relevant, it's short, to the point, and speak about something that your target audience is interested in.
Absolutely. So an example, absolutely, I agree. I would say a minimum is one blog article a month. And if that's all you can do, I always tell people that that's good, because if you're doing it regularly and consistently, the regularity and consistency of publishing is as helpful to the search engine. I mean, there's 200 various factors that determine your page rank through the Google algorithm. So, you know, just because the other person does it weekly and you do it monthly, you know, don't worry about it, but do something good and write something that's interesting. So if you're, let's say you're an anesthesiologist, or let's take something a little bit lighter than that. Let's take someone who is an allergist. So someone who's an allergist, there's different seasons and different allergies. You know, they might talk about things, but what other creative things might an allergist talk about other than allergies? I mean, they've got to talk about something other than that that's relevant to their patients.
They could talk about wellness. They could talk about diet. They could talk about running, right? Athletes. So they
absolutely
could talk about some and bring it back into their practice and their expertise. Talk about something relevant. The point is that you're adding value to your audience. You're giving them something that's genuine, that has a value. You are educating them, and that's how they remember you. That's how you bring the brand. You build your brand expertise and trust.
Absolutely, it's such an important thing to do. So, you talk about it's a crowded healthcare space out there. What are some of the outside of being tapping into what your audience is interested in, what are some other ways that we can really differentiate ourselves that we haven't covered yet? Like keeping up with the technology and trends and different things. Maybe you're the person that's on a newer, like maybe the first person who was a doctor who went on Instagram when everyone else said, you can't go on Instagram. And they said, well, I'm going to, and it's working and people like it.
Right, and I'm posting short videos about my practices. Remember, Instagram is only a minute long video, but you can post short videos. You can, again, giving tips on, you know, let's say dentists, on maybe a healthier or natural way of cleaning your teeth or something health related. It doesn't have to be, as far as dentists go, specific to teeth, but give the audience something interesting to look at, see, and follow you. And see, social media are designed for the audience to find you and ultimately click on the link and go to your website. And this is how we grow organic ranking, correct? So use the social media platform. Another unique way, and I suggest this to all of my clients, get involved in the community, right? And have your entire practice be involved with an organization. You know, support an organization, a cause that resonates with you, that resonates with a practice. Go and show up to events within the community. And then write about it. So create a press release about it. You know, let's say we have sponsored Boys and Girls Club, just to name an organization, right? Or we are supporting, here we are at an event supporting such and such organization. Write about it, put it through a wire. Press releases are very important for a couple of reasons. First of all, you're getting involved within the community and you let the community know that you are here to support them. Secondly, press releases are posted on different websites, which helps you generate traffic to your own website, which helps, obviously, search engine optimization and raises your ranking. So it all makes sense.
It all makes sense, and it's so important, like you keep saying, and I agree, to have a strategy that you're doing. It's like investing in a diverse portfolio. You know, when some things go up, some things go down. There are times that we get more traffic. I'm seeing more people get more traffic on LinkedIn than, mm-hmm. you know, than Facebook. And when Facebook pops yeah. up the boosting post and the Facebook algorithms change, now everyone worries about no one's going to see my content unless I boost the post. So, you know, while we're sitting here worrying about Facebook and boosting posts, there's also opportunities to sponsor things on Twitter and LinkedIn mm-hmm. now where we can have sponsored. So now that's some advertising. And then, you know, people say, well, I don't know how much money to put into boosting posts and doing the sponsored ads. But, you know, I always say do a little bit, see how it goes,
yeah.
see how the numbers go.
Exactly.
I'll say that the only wrong answer is not doing marketing, but otherwise you can't really do it wrong, but you can always do it better.
You can always do it better and you can do it better with coordinated efforts. Do a little bit. And as far as social media and boosting posts, I absolutely agree. Test it out. And see how it works, see the results that you will get. But I really want to stress an importance of, lay out a plan, have a marketing plan, and coordinate the efforts and measure results. And I read recently McKinsey company put out this article that it says that in their research they found that unifying creativity and data analysis is the perfect union to unlock your next way of growth. So we're talking about being creative and looking at the data, you know, being creative, have a marketing plan designed and coordinated and executed, and then look at the data of it. You know, how many new patients did I get this month? Where are they coming from? That's important to know, right? So,
absolutely. Well, I was just going to say quickly that tracking is the thing. And, you know, I always ask people, So they found, you know, the website, or they found the, you know, someone says, oh, I listened to this podcast. Well, how did you get to the podcast? Did you find it on social media? Did you just, were you Googling and just happened upon the website? You know, it's just, that's a, the toughest thing is sort of tracking the return on our investments in time, because someone may have found the podcast, but how they traveled to get there, they don't even remember. And so sometimes we just don't know.
Sometimes we don't know. But usually what I find within my clients and my clients, their practices, that they do ask every client, new patient, as their comment, how did you hear about us? Was it a referral? Did you find us online? And make sure you record it and have a data analysis. How do people find you? How new patients find you? And then tweak your pivot, tweak your marketing plan to reach that target audience, to utilize that channel more.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. Anything else? What on industry trends that did you want to share this morning? Some of the things that you had, you know, shared on your outline included practice roll-ups, back office resource pooling, target demographic behaviors, you know, people finding our outline here. What are those all about?
So as far as practice roll-ups, there was a recent article in Crane Chicago Business that talked about the latest trend in dentistry. It's the retail chains. So solo practitioners, and it's not only in dentistry, but solo practitioners are selling out to private equity-backed groups. Why? Because this proposition is attractive because the business side of practice is taken care of. So accounting, human resources, legal, purchasing, and marketing, that's all taken care of, right? So as a solo practitioner, you have that this support. You don't have to worry about it. And you can thrive. I find it that it's better in numbers, and that's what it seems to be trend. Again, not only in dentistry, but surgical offices are merging together to create bigger, better, with greater resources. Firms. Have you seen that in your?
Absolutely. Law is a little bit different, you know, and there's, I know that some, in some jurisdictions, people can do more like they're doing with a dentist, but what you know, what I see is that there are markets that are changing all the time, and, you know, something will come along, like I bring up traveling nurses, that, you know, gets a whole industry, and I didn't even know there was a short-term housing industry that's, you know, directly tied to them. So I guess the concept is talk to your healthcare marketing professionals, and, you know, because you go to attend a lot of the things where you're going to learn about different industry trends, that you may have more information than some of the professionals working in that space. So it's very important to talk about. We have a few minutes left. If you want to finish up anything with trends and some best practices, so people who are taking notes, now's the time to take a couple notes.
So best practices, you know, outsourcing is probably what I would recommend. And here is why. Not everyone can afford a marketing director or a marketing team in the house, correct? That costs a lot of money.
Yes.
So so outsourcing a function of a marketing director that coordinates, plans and coordinates and puts a team together to execute all those marketing efforts would be a wise idea. You know, have a marketing coordinator come in and chat with you and see where you are today, where you want to be, and how we can help you to get there. And even if you have somebody to do a little bit here and there in your office currently, have somebody that's an outsider, let's call it, that's not attached to your company come in and really give you an evaluation of where are you are today. Are you being found? How are you showing up on Google? How is your website? All those things that we talked about, and create a comprehensive marketing plan that will drive results.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting how many, you know, choosing an outsourced provider is just one of the most difficult things. I know for me, if I'm trying to get outside help in content creation and writing, it's, you know, I'm get very critical on writing abilities and styles. You know, and there are also within the outsourced professionals out there, you have a whole wide variety of skills, and people have done it for 20 years, or people who, you know, have just gotten into this and, you know, maybe went to school and then got a degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to school for a lot of these things, specifically in digital marketing, that we're talking about today,
yes,
that previously weren't even offered in school when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do you know? It just seems like everyone says they're going to be the expert. Any tips on trying to shop for a good outsourced provider for healthcare marketing?
So my role, and it's interesting that you asked, so the role that we take on is usually the outsourced marketing director. And we put a team together. I work with a lot of great digital marketing experts, content creators, I know I can trust them. I know that deliver when what they promise to deliver. So I have this great team that I'm already working with, right? So I suggest to ask for referrals, look into bringing on board a marketing consultant or outsourced marketing director that is already working with a team, trusted team of, and on the trusted team, they have, you know, PR person, content creator, digital marketing expert, SEO expert. Marketing consultants are a good resource. And ask other practitioners that are successful, who are you using? And make sure to compare. You're right, there's so many big and small companies out there, and they're all saying they're the best, right? So I would ask for referrals, connect with a marketing consultant, have a few chats with your other practitioners, and see what they're doing, who they are using, and you know, do your own research. And when you have a recommendation, look them up online, correct?
Yeah, right, look them up.
What
I mean,
we were talking about earlier. Look them up.
Yeah, and talk to a lot of people, I say, too, because, I see a variety of pricing out there in the market. I've seen, you know, I work with, you know, some of my clients I work with have I have a couple personal injury clients have pretty good practices, and where I'm doing content work, they have another firm that's doing, you know, the social media alone, and sometimes I see huge prices every month, but they're boosting, you know, different strategies. Some may be
mm-hmm.
charging a lot more money, but they may be putting a lot more money into boosting those posts, and if it's you're getting a return on it and you're getting clients in the door, that makes sense to spend that money. Otherwise, you know, do you spend an amount of money that you know you're getting your marketing done and you're feeding the search engines? I mean, there's a whole variety of options out there and how much you can spend and who to work with. So I guess say the best thing is to just start making phone calls, start doing your research, and you know, how long do you stay with an outsourced provider? How long do you stay with a plan for you to tell if it's working?
And that's a very good question, Nick. So you want to make sure that your marketing dollars actually yield the return. First of all, you have to have a marketing budget, right? You have got to have either, you know, a monthly marketing budget and someone that is coordinating and monitoring all the marketing efforts. What I'm finding is that having somebody in the office that is responsible for all the marketing efforts, or outsourcing that role to an outsourced marketing director that is coordinating and really monitoring and tweaking to see if all those campaigns and work. That would be the best practice that I could recommend. I had a couple of clients with a couple of dentists that were trying to plan and run their marketing. Keep in mind that they're dentists, they're professionals, they're busy servicing their own clients, and they're trying on their own to, you know, change the website and run social media campaigns. You know, it became so hectic and so uncoordinated. So what I did, I stepped in, I said, let me take all this headaches away from you. You focus on what you're best at. Let me plan, design, be creative about the marketing plan and efforts, execute, and we'll measure results monthly. So for my clients, what I typically do, I meet with them once a month. We go over what we had done in terms of all of our marketing. So would it be, you know, content, blogs, posts, articles? We look at the results. We'll look at the return on investment. And from there, we decide either to tweak it or to continue with the creative plan. Monitor, make sure you have somebody there on your team that knows the latest trends, that knows how to read reports, that is creative and could be of help. So that's my tip. Outsource. Get a great marketing coordinator, marketing director, or marketing consultant to be a part of your team and, you know, trust them.
Well, and I agree absolutely. And, you know, you and I work similar functions with, just a little bit different clients. But the thing that I always think about, too, is communication and expectations because – you know, we're talking about so much with digital marketing and strategy, and it's easy to forget about the offline marketing out there, such as billboards, bus stop benches, whatever, wherever else we're putting our name, our logo, and, you know, communicating who we are. You know, you always think about the billboards and, you know, people who drive by those billboards every day on their way to and from work. Over time, they see the billboards, and it's, you know, the question may be how long do we keep the billboard up? But it may be the billboard is a thing that you recognize the name, and when you're going and searching online for that right professional, you might not even realize, oh, yeah, I remember that billboard. There's something in your head that just sort of tweaks you. So you just never know who the next, you know, personal injury firm, for example. You never know who the next client is coming through the door, you know, with a healthcare practice. You just never know. So it's just so important to, again, like you said today, you know, have a comprehensive marketing plan for strategy, continue to execute the plan, review the results, and just keep going with it because, you know, especially LinkedIn, you know, people will see other doctors may go to a conference. You know, they could, you know, ask you, say, well, you know, how's our marketing plan working? And, you know, you might give them whatever information and have that discussion. And then they go to a conference a week later and they run into all these other doctors and dentists who say, hey, I saw your article on LinkedIn. I saw your post about that. That was really insightful. And, you know, so, and they are also people who are sending referrals along. So, you know, we don't always, as the people running campaigns, we can't always see the reactions of the other people on the other side who are receiving the messages and seeing the information, you know, because we can look at insights and views and all that, and it's a very interesting practice, and, you know, it continues to evolve, and the more tools there are now, just like auditing and things like that, that we didn't have before. So it's an exciting time to be in this space, isn't it?
It is very exciting time. And again, creativity, data, communication, this is what's going to unlock the next way of growth. So let's be creative. Let's communicate our message clearly. You've touched on that point. So be clear about your message and what makes you different. And keep on sharing and utilize and use all those tools that are available, digital, social media, utilize your website. And show up in your community and write about it. That's the PR piece.
Absolutely. You know, and I always say, start with something, and you can, you know,
mm-hmm.
start simple and then ramp it up. You know, we don't have to start with doing too much, you know, the entire world in one day. You know, for people who might be out there who are, you know, we'll go back to our traveling nurse, maybe excelling in their career, that traveling nurse might, you know, be writing about all their different travels and the things they explored while working in different cities around the country and overseas, doing their traveling nurse thing. But you start with a website, and they might not have the website, and so they start there.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Start somewhere. Start somewhere, be creative, and keep on going. Because marketing and trends and technology, this is not going to stop. So stay up to date. Stay up to date. Keep on doing. Do your best. And reach out and ask for help. So reach out to a great content creator, a great PR person. Reach out and get a marketing coordinator on your team so that you can have a broader view of what is going on. And, you know, marketing is so specialized too. So like SEO, AdWords, right, content creation, it's all specialized. So make sure you are connected with the right people that know what they're doing and they're expert within their space and industry so that you could be the expert and serve your patients and be the best that you can be in your industry.
All right. Well, Dorothy, I want to thank you for your time today. Where can people find more information about Center Stage Marketing or find you or continue this conversation?
Well, thank you so much for having me. You can find me on LinkedIn, Dorothy D. Medio. You can look me up online, centerstagepr.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. This has been wonderful. We could keep going because this is so rich and so vast, this topic.
We could talk about so many topics,
yes,
that we could go forever. So, again, anyone else who wants to find out more information about Dorothy and what she does at Center Stage PR and Marketing and how she can help your healthcare practice, call Michael V. Fabian Associates, 773-631-4580 for an introduction. Again, 773-631-4580 for Michael V. Fabian and Associates, who is the sponsor of the Healthcare Practice and Consultants podcast. Again, this has been Nick Augustine with Dorothy DeMedia. We also ask that when you find this information in your LinkedIn, Facebook, or other social media channels, go ahead and hit that share button, hit the like button, because we just never know who out there
mm-hmm.
needs or is looking for exactly this type of information, trying to figure out how do I find a good outsourced person for healthcare marketing? You know, but people are asking these questions, and so
yes,
that's why we try to put the good people out there. So, again, thank you again, Dorothy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
All right. Everyone have a great
Bye-bye.
Week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.